This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, joining us on the program is Mr. William Stille, the CEO of Adial Pharmaceuticals, a publicly traded company specializing in medicines that fight addiction. The company's first drug addresses those with a genetic predisposition to alcohol use disorder and is about to enter into a Phase 3 clinical trial. It is estimated that alcohol is the leading causes of death globally among 15 to 49-year-olds. Mr. Stille, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, Eric, really happy to be here. Thank you.
And certainly appreciate you taking the time to be with us. So tell us, for starters, what is currently being done to fight and deal with alcohol addiction to kick things off today?
Well, I'd say that's actually one of the travesties of what's happening in the world today, is that not much is being done. There are a lot of people attempting, but you know, in the past 80 years, yeah, I mean, you really think about it, this is such a big problem that the United States even amended its constitution to try to fix it, right? That was prohibition. When they figured when they learned that that was not going to work, of course they repealed that, and then you had a number of things that came out, particularly self-help groups, to try to address the problem. And in the past 80 years, there have really been no major breakthroughs. And when Adial Pharmaceuticals starts our trials with our drug, we will be the only drug in Phase 3 trials anywhere in the world. And so that tells you that it's an area that doesn't have a lot of focus. And it is the focus of Adial Pharmaceuticals at the moment. And again, you mentioned we're going to be working on addictions, but you know, alcohol use disorder is really the biggest one and the one on which, you know, we're going to focus until we get that right.
And taking that even further, what is Adial Pharmaceuticals' solution to the alcohol addiction problem, and specifically, how does your drug work?
Right. Well, thank you, Eric. So Adial's solution to the problem is that we have a genetically targeted drug that will allow patients with the right genetics. So you get a test, it's a simple blood test. You'll get a result, you know, within a week from your doctor, and you'll know whether the drug might help you reduce your craving for alcohol. So this should help people reduce their drinking levels to a healthier level, or for those that believe that absence, that they and their doctor believe absence is the best thing for them, should be able to help you maintain your abstinence.
And a huge help right there. Now, how does someone get tested for a genetic predisposition, and can they get involved in your clinical trial?
Well, so the test right now is not currently available on the market. That's part of the development process of developing a drug, as we also bring along the test. Once the drug is on the market, you would then get the test from, you know, it'd be a simple blood test, just like you get your cholesterol tested or anything else. They'd come back, tell you whether you were positive. And by the way, we expect in the United States that to be about a third of the population. Then this drug would be expected to help you reduce your craving for alcohol. To get involved in the clinical trials, you know, as we start them, there will be announcements on the radio and otherwise that they could allow somebody to potentially sign up. But, you know, honestly, the best way would be to go to our website, put your email in. We have it right on the investors tab. So if you go to the website, you can go to the investors tab, put your email in. Then you'd be on our list for updates on what's going on with the company. And we also put out updates on what's going on with the industry to help people be better informed, which is really at this point one of the best things you can do as we look to try to fight this problem.
Today we are visiting with Mr. William Stille, the CEO of Adial Pharmaceuticals, a publicly traded company specializing in medicines that fight addiction, here on eHealth Radio's Addiction and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Stille, where can interested parties find out more and follow the advancement of your clinical trial?
Yes, so Adial Pharmaceuticals' website has an area where you can sign up. First of all, we have social media accounts, you know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can sign up there, and also we have a place where you can put your email address, and then you'll be on our mailing list to get information, you know, key moments in the industry and also key developments for Adial Pharmaceuticals and our drug for alcohol use disorder.
Excellent and most helpful information there. Now, assuming you are successful in your trial, what's next and when do you think the solution will be available?
Yes. So AD04, which is our drug at this point, it's got the code name, is Adial Pharmaceuticals drug for, genetically targeted drug for alcohol use disorder. We are going to be starting phase three trials in the first part of next year. Now, phase three trials are the last step towards going towards approval. It's when you run the large trials in a large number of patients to really prove that the drug works. And we're going to be running those both in Europe and then in the United States to get approvals in both jurisdictions to really take on this massive problem.
Mr. Stille, again, we thank you for what you do in the space and for what you're doing through Adial Pharmaceuticals. It is adialpharma.com. Again, Mr. Stille, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, thank you so much also.
We've been speaking with Mr. William Stille, the CEO of Adial Pharmaceuticals, a publicly traded company specializing in medicines that fight addiction. And for further details, once again, it's adialpharma.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.